Hi, guys. Just kidding. Welcome to episode 158, 159, 160, 161, 162, 163, 164, 165, 166, 167, 168, 169, 170, 171, 172,
173,
174, 175,
176,
177, 178 of CosPod, the podcast for all things cosplay.
That was very weird.
Welcome, listeners, to All Music Considered, CosPod Public Radio.
So much tedious sewing. Don't be a grandma yet.
Hi, Potters. Don't mind us telling people to get off of our cosplay lawn.
I see stuff. I just don't know what that stuff is.
Let's see, can I tilt this without it falling over?
Oh, Lord. Careful.
Here we go. It's a pile of stuff.
It's stuff. I'm sure it looks really funny on the stream because in the final episode you won't be able to see me in the title in like bottom right hand corner, but like I know I'm making faces and I'm making faces at my dogs.
And I'm sure the first still image will be me taking a swig of coffee.
Release an outtake set.
I got plenty of that.
It just has, that should be like one of our after sessions. It'll just be outtakes. Ding, ding, ding,
ding. I like how I paused the video and it has me making the weirdest face possible. Thank you, YouTube.
The more you know.
I need to keep remembering that every time you do that, I gotta put the rainbow on.
Yes, you have to put the rainbow, whatever they call the upper third. Hey, Potters! Welcome to episode 165 of CosPod Podcast for all things cosplay. Why are you laughing at me?
Because I love that introduction. And it's going to be a load of fun squishing that at the year review.
Hello, Potters. Welcome to episode 179 of CosPod, the podcast for all things cosplay. No, I have not forgotten how to do that. Thank you very much. Hi, guys. We missed you guys. Mwah, mwah. Welcome to 2019. Cosplay is still here if you guys have been living under a rock for the last few months while we have been on sabbatical, because we've been going at this for 6 years, now seven, counting this year, without a break, and we needed one. And we are very grateful that you guys let us take one.
That was such a mouthful. Oh my goodness, I'm still trying to process.
Yes. This is going to be a little zany. I have 2.5 months of pent-up energy that is probably just going to come out. Also, I have started eating a little bit of sugar again, and that probably didn't help.
Oh, well, that explains everything. You should have just started with that.
It was the holidays. They have really good food around the holidays. And
they do.
Some of it does involve desserts of
Absolutely.
Many types that are delicious, and I do not wish to offend the hosts and discard the effort and love that they put into making said specific desserts that just happen to have sugar in them. And I may have partaken in more than I should.
In a lot of sugar. But that's okay. That makes perfect sense. I get that.
It was only for the holiday. I don't do it all the time. But yes, the holidays were delicious.
Tagline.
Hashtag delish.
Right.
Happy holidays, everybody. We hope that everybody had a wonderful holiday season. For all of the holidays that we have been gone for, Thanksgiving and Christmas and Diwali and Kwanzaa and Hanukkah and everything else
and
that
Festivus.
We have been gone for. Yes, Festivus and Yule and Christmas and Solstice and all that stuff. But as I said, cosplay is still here, and so are we, to share it with you guys. And so we will start, as we always have with the show, cosplay updates.
Yay. Applause, applause, applause. So who's going first? Am I going first or are you going first?
Well, since you have something in the background, you're going first.
I have something in the background because I have nowhere else to store this, because I'm about to clean out my closets of cosplay stuff. And I was about to pack this away and I was like, wait, that's dumb. I need to clean everything out first, so let's just keep it there. So actually what I'm going to do is I'm going to screen share, because I figure that'll be easier to see the progress that I've made. Share. So I actually finished a costume this year, which to me was incredible. Well, last year, I should say, because it is 2019, because I didn't think I would finish one last year whatsoever. It was not a very good year and it was very busy, but I finally finished my Snow White costume and I'm super happy about it. Yay! All the fanfare and fun cakes that are involved with it. This is based off of a doll that was released by Disney in 2017. And I just immediately fell in love with it. And I was like, I need to make this thing happen. And I'm really happy with how it turned out. A lot of the materials that I used, it's meant to be it's the princess. So it's a lot of very satiny, shiny fabrics, but it's a good dull shine satin. So it doesn't reflect with the flash too crazy but a lot of the fun techniques and stuff that I did with this were actually pretty traditional for her time period, because Snow White is from 1400s Germany. So I did a lot of the same techniques that they would have used for such an outfit. So that was kind of cool. I didn't intentionally mean to do that. It just kind of happened that way. Would help if I could actually see the button. There we go. And some of the other things that I've been doing is I kind of did my own fun twist on her collar. She has this weird lace overlay. And I wasn't a big fan of it, so I kind of did my own fun interpretation of it, which just became a giant pile of lace. But it's amazing, and it's on a wire frame. And I've never made anything so kooky before, but I love it. And it's a lot of applique. There's some lovely, shiny, sparkle rhinestones on it. I think, all in all, maybe about 100 hours on the applique, because it's just so many tiny little pieces that are on the dress and that are on the bodice and on the sleeves. But yeah, I'm really happy with how it all came together. I mean, this is basically my piece for 2018. I wish I had more to share. That's pretty much it. Other than that, the only other thing I'm working on is I'm starting to do the chainmail work for my Circe costume, which is sitting in a bag over there. A number of people have told me that it looks like I made Sonic explode, because it's the same kind of color gold rings. That's really about it. It's mostly just going to be the next couple of weeks is just cleaning things out, getting things reorganized, getting rid of old things so I can make room for the new shiny stuff. Eventually I'll wear her. I don't know when that'll happen, but it'll happen.
This is a great time to start doing spring cleaning.
Yeah, even though it's winter.
Well, it's you want to be cleaned out by spring because it takes you that long to go through all of your stuff.
The closets are pretty full, which is a little depressing, but that's okay.
Well, because basically what you end up doing is you go through your closets and your accessories and basically not just the cosplays themselves, but all the materials it takes to make them. And it's like, okay, if I have not touched this in a year and I do not have a set purpose for it, perhaps consider donating it.
Yeah, that's basically what I did maybe about 4 or 5 months ago, is I went through my fabric bin and I just pulled out everything and immediately sorted, it was very quick. It was like, keep, get rid of, keep, get rid of, keep, get rid of. And it pared down my entire bin in half, which is great. It's what I needed to do for a while.
Yep. Because as you make new cosplay, you need more storage.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And also, if you don't want to donate it or you don't have a good place to donate it, you can always set up a local swap meet and trade for something you do need. I think we've done that a few times in our community, and I've come away with actually some pretty nice fabric, and I got rid of a lot of notions that I had just accumulated and never used.
Or in a lot of those swap meets, if you don't want to take anything back home with you, because I've done that before too, it's like I just leave the fabric and be like, enjoy, have fun, bye-bye. I don't need stuff. Oh no, what did you do?
Speaking of thrifting,
This is immediately going to go into the year review next year.
Yeah, I know. This is going to hopefully be part of one of my projects for 2019. I bought these. You can see these are reindeer antlers. They are very shiny and sparkly.
Oh, yeah, they are.
They are full of gold glitter, which I did not do. They came like this. These are actually Christmas picks from Walmart. They came full-sized like this, and I looked at them, and I was just like, dude, Fawn costume. And the only problem with them is that they cast all of them identically in the same direction so that they all face the same way. They're not in pairs. So I'm going to have to flip one backwards. Thankfully, the texturing is done on both sides. You can't really see the texturing, but there's a 3D effect. It's almost like they went over it with puffy paint and then put gold glitter on it. So the texturing does cover both sides, so it won't look as bad when I flip one. But this just goes to show, they have not had these before. You never know what you're going to find, you know, going through the clearance section, especially crafting and holiday of a store. And it's just, thanks, Allie. And it's just a pleasant surprise. And it's just like, you know what? I can do a fawn. I can do a reindeer warrior. You know, like something out of the most nerdy Christmas carol ever. But yeah, that's one of my projects. I can't really show the other project that I had finished for Texas Renaissance Festival because, oddly enough, it is sitting in a corner and I shattered one of the pieces.
Oh, gravy.
Some of you who follow me have seen that I made a light-up staff for TRF, which worked really well at the time. Everything worked beautifully. And I even used the hex flex on it, which I will be doing a review for you guys on. That stuff is amazing. I love that stuff.
It's great.
And the staff worked perfectly. And then the little crystal, which is a legitimate like quartz wand that I had in the top of it, as I went to take it out of the car, fell on the concrete and shattered.
Aww.
So one of my tasks this year is I'm going to have to learn how to resin cast another one. Because I made the slot to fit this exact quartz wand. So I have to make another one. And then I have another little 2-foot piece of PVC pipe that I'm going to use to make a shorter wand. Because staffs, it's a 6-foot staff. Thankfully, I made it come apart. And those things don't fit in cars very well. Nor do they fit in doorways all that well if it's a short doorway. So I need something a little smaller. Sometimes you just have to consider the prop in the environment it's going to be used. Other than that, you know, I've just been doing a little bit of DIY type stuff, so.
Oh, can I show off the Christmas present that you made for me?
Yes, you can show off the Christmas present made for you.
Hang on. Sliding over real quick.
She didn't know this was coming.
No, I didn't. I haven't had a chance to put it up yet because I'm in the process of reorganizing my wall. I have behind me in my craft area, I have this thing that I call my inspiration wall. And it's just different posters and things that I kind of change out from time to time. So I need to reorganize so I can put this up. It's a little cross stitch of Rydia from Final Fantasy IV. It's really cool. Very detailed too. Like I'm uber surprised at the sprite detailiness.
This Yay. Was from a piece of pixel art that I found online, which let me tell you how hard it is to find pixel art of some things online that doesn't look like really bad, small, 8-bit, like barely visible things. It's really hard when you want to like make a gift for somebody that has a little bit more detail to it.
Right? Yeah, because then otherwise you get like 3 basic colors and you're like, all right, there you go, enjoy.
I mean, as cosplayers, you know, to bring this back around to cosplay, when you're looking at, you know, older style video games and television shows and such, sometimes that is really literally all you have to work with when you're trying to like recreate a costume, is you have this tiny little 8-bit representation. We're so spoiled right now.
Oh, yeah. The amount of stuff that's available for us right now is redonkulous.
You get 4K high resolution, full, I guess you would call it 720 degree turnarounds, because it's not just 360 degree in place. You can also flip them the other direction in multiple axes. So you can get the whole, like all of the costume.
Mm-hmm.
And they give this to us as part of the game. We don't even have to ask anymore. And you don't have to unlock special areas of the game to get it. Oh, we are so spoiled.
If only we had that like 5 years ago.
10 years ago.
Yeah, man, 10 years ago. Whoo, that would have been amazing.
Those were the days. Speaking of the days, Cospod in 2018.
Your transitions are on point today.
Woo! So, this is a little bit of the year in review because, of course, you guys did not get enough of the top 10. best of at the end of last year, we're also going to give you a best of cosplay from our point of view.
Yeah, because we did, even though last year was kind of an up and down year for both of us, you know, we did experience a lot. We did see a whole bunch of things. We did do stuff. So I think it's important for us to talk about the good, fun stuff that we did last year that we really, really enjoyed. And I'm sure the people who are watching right now will be happy to chime in as well with their favorite costume cosplay moments of last year too, or convention moments, or whatever happiness that happened with them.
Yes, please, because this isn't, the show is not us. The show is for you guys, and we want you guys to interact with us. I will say, and I don't mean to start off on a sad note, but I look at my press pass from Marvelous Nerd Year's Eve in a new way now that we lost Stanley.
Oh yeah, that's bad. I'm always going to be grateful for the fact that I had a chance to meet him several years ago before issues came up with him and his convention appearances. He was absolutely sweet to me. Lovely, adorable man. I have a photo with him, and I'm glad I had that opportunity.
That was the only time in my life I've ever been able to see him in person. And I'm now really thankful for that.
Yeah.
You know, the convention may not have been the best coordinated, but I'm really grateful I had a chance to see him.
It's those little things, they help.
Yeah. Speaking of seeing stars, I was really happy to get to see Matt Mercer in person. I didn't get to talk to him, and that's okay. That is perfectly okay. Just sometimes it's nice to see that they're real people. And I don't mean real as in, like, doesn't exist. I mean real, like, down to earth, really personable people. Because sometimes you have these notions in your head of celebrities, whether they're cosplay celebrities or other celebrities, because we've met quite a few cosplay celebrities too.
Oh gosh,
in the last year. I remember seeing Allison Tabitha, and wow, is she nice. And I saw Evil Ted for the first time in person. And
he's
he
awesome.
Is a fan freaking tastic guy in person. Like, not just on screen, but like in person. He's a really cool dude. So many people that we've had the chance to meet are just really cool people in person. And I'm really thankful for those moments.
So I know for me, one of my favorite conventions last year was probably the smallest and the cheapest for us because it was completely free. It was ArlingCon. And I think it's because I was incredibly impressed by the amount of panel content that they offered, because for us, it was all completely new. It was things that we had never sat in on before. We had never experienced, you know, and we had very well-informed presenters, and it was content that we could record and provide to our listeners and viewers, because I was like, oh my gosh, this is stuff we can utilize. It was refreshing. And it was like, and it's just a freebie convention. That's one day. It's not even a full day. It was so nice. I want more stuff like that.
That seems to have kind of been a theme in 2018 for us, where the smaller conventions, and smaller, of course, has an asterisk on there because that's relative.
Right.
Smaller for us. So things like AllCon were more on the small side. Anime Fest, still considered on the small side compared to, you know, things like Otakon, Anime Boston, you know, that sort of thing. Those seem to be much more relaxing and more fulfilling, right?
It definitely seems to be the case. And I think we've gotten to that point, especially for us at Cosplay, because we've been through so many conventions and we've gone through so many panels that we're just like, all right, let's get some new stuff going. So to actually be able to experience it and not just to, like, you know, oh, here's one new panel. We had like five or six new panels that we could record back to back to back. It was so nice. More of that, please. Please, bueno. Thank you. It'd be great.
One of the trends that I was happy to see, and I think we kind of had a small hand to play in it, is that there's more focus on craftsmanship at cosplay contests. And there's more inclusiveness in allowing people to enter and compete. And there's many more first timers that are able to enter the arena now, where it's not the same people winning the same prizes over and over again, which isn't a critique of those people because they're very skilled. It's just that sometimes it's nice to have a larger pool to draw from. because you get to see all of the different interpretations of cosplay, which is really cool.
Definitely, when I was judging at Anime Fest last year, it's incredible to see the breadth of creativity and the amount of love that people put into their costumes, that they go to such crazy levels to get all that detail and that accuracy and the construction. And it just blows my mind. And some of these people you talk to, they're like, oh yeah, this is my first time, you know, being in a contest. This is my first time cosplaying. And we're just like, how did you make this? We've been doing this for like a decade and we're not this qualified. Like, how did you do that? It blows my mind every single time. It definitely, the level of quality keeps going up every single year. I'm sure it helps with the access to materials has definitely improved. We're no longer in costume satin territory.
Oh, 2018 was the year of new techniques, new materials. There was the Black Warbler. There's Transpa art. 3D printers became mostly available. There were new types of thermoplastics that came out. Oh, what else? There was something that was on the tip of my tongue that Hexflex.
Oh yeah, Hexflex came out. Yeah. And I know a number of people have definitely been investing more into like embroidery machines and such like that. So I mean, definitely people are stepping up their game and realizing you don't need to get like that $10 machine at Target. You can invest in your machine and it will work for you.
And the ubiquity of things like Adafruit,
yeah,
Raspberry Pi, it's becoming a lot more accessible to people to really bring their costumes to life by making them able to light up, making them able to make sounds, able to have smoke effects. And it isn't limited to just the really tech-savvy people anymore. You can go online and find instructions for exactly how to do it now.
Is that the language that we've been seeing cosplayers use for the Doctor Strange costumes, or is it something different?
They've been using laser cut acrylic that has special qualities to it, to where when you light up the edges or when you have light directly in the middle, it diffuses. So basically they're just cutting a template and then in their palm, they have an LED that makes the whole thing light up. Some people have also been using, for those of you who are old enough to remember this, where they had the little LED fans where you could program short messages into it. And when the blade spun, you could see the message in the air. People have actually been reprogramming those to use as Doctor Strange spell effects as well. Yes, I believe we have just dated ourselves. We are old.
It's fine. It's good. That's part of the process, right?
But I don't think people would have even thought of using those for spell effects. What is old is new again, and it's great.
Cosplay always makes a comeback in circles. And like even like retro shows always manage to make a comeback somehow. And you're just like, this wasn't popular 5 years ago, but now it's popular again. And this wasn't popular 3 years ago, but now it's popular again.
And thankfully, the people in hardware stores, Home Depot, Lowe's, Ace Hardware, are slightly less weirded out when we come looking for things.
Just in general, I've noticed that when I go to Joann's for just simple craft things that are not cosplay related, I seem to always get a geeky person assisting me, whether it's at the cutting counter or at the registers. They have like a lanyard on and I immediately pointed out being like, oh gosh, yeah, that's from Fairy Tale. Or yeah, like we totally talk about this. When I made some blankets for some friends of mine as Christmas gifts, I bought this really cool Legend of Zelda fabric. And I think the cashier and I must have geeked out over it for a good 10 minutes. Nobody else was in line, thank goodness. Otherwise, we probably would have gotten a little cranky customers behind us. But
speaking of that, actually, that's something else that I noticed in 2018 as a convention fad that surprised me. And that was that more people are doing casual wear at conventions. Not just casual cosplay, but like themed character pajamas, themed character dresses. These are things that you would usually see on ThinkGeek. But because they have the licensed fabric now in stores and you have entities like Spoonflower that will print out custom designs for you, now you can literally make the geeky casual. And that's really neat. The notion of having Super Mario pajamas is really kind of awesome to me.
I'm sure in a couple of weeks when I'm at PAX South, I'm going to see a lot of people donning that stuff. It's probably a guarantee at this point.
And the other thing that helps with that, and I know that you've definitely noticed this, speaking of your Cersei costume, Simplicity and McCall's have jumped headfirst into the cosplay wagon.
Oh gosh, yes, absolutely.
Not only
so many of my friends.
You can make nerdy gear with them.
Yeah.
So they have like the pajama pants and the nerdy scarves and stuff, but you can make all the stuff from Game of Thrones. It's so cool.
Is it McCall's or Simplicity that's officially licensed for Nintendo products? Is it Simplicity?
I believe it's Simplicity.
Yeah, the fact that we've actually gotten to that point where they have officially licensed that content, that's pretty freaking amazing. Because it used to be just, you know, one-off knockoffs, and they had to call it something a little bit different. Now it's really, you want to be Mario, here's the Mario pattern. Like, done.
And they literally came out with the licensed Nintendo Mario pattern this year.
It's really cool. And it's really nice to see how McCall's content is constantly changing, because it's not just fabric content, it's hats and accessories and bows and armor. And the fact that they have armor patterns is in itself revolutionary, because that's always usually just a bunch of guesswork or hoping that somebody puts out a book and you can just copy off of them.
And McCall set themselves apart because they actually have a higher scale cosplay line that is specific to cosplayers and costumers. The patterns are a little bit more complicated than the standard stuff you get in stores, and they're a little bit more expensive, but they're specifically built for cosplayers, and some of them by cosplayers. You know, J-Heart Design has his own pattern line now.
And it's good that they've actually reached out to the community to kind of figure out what they need so they can better equip us with the content, because I mean, otherwise it'd just be a standard pattern. And, you know, we can do that. We can hodgepodge the 99-cent patterns. That's not a big deal for us. To actually have McCall's go out and say, hey, cosplayers, what do you want to see? That was really, really important. And you get the same thing with Yaya Han's fabric line. Like, a lot of that fabric content is stuff that you're just like, it doesn't work anywhere else in the normal world, but in cosplay land, it's perfect. We need more like that.
Yes, please. And 2019 is looking like it's going to be much of the same. There's going to be a lot of new patterns that are kind of kowtowing, basically, closer to cosplayers and costumers, I think.
Yeah, hey, since we're talking about 2019, what are you
looking forward
to?
Out with the old, in with the new.
Yeah, woo! Let's talk about the fun stuff that we're looking forward to in 2019, not just for us, but for Cospod. I think probably the most obvious one on the docket immediately is going to be AllCon, because, you know, that's like our home con. That's our baby now.
Yes, and we will have announcements about AllCon later on in the show, so stay tuned for that. Gosh, what am I looking forward to? I'm looking forward to not doing so many costumes. Not doing so much with armor.
Yeah.
Yes, you heard me say that, folks. Less armor.
Stretch the possibilities. Do other things. Try.
I'm finding that as I am aging and my body is aging, that it's a little harder to get around in some of that stuff now, especially since we tend to be press, which involves crawling on the ground and plugging in cords and setting up tripods and maneuvering delicately around cameras and not knocking over microphones. And with that in mind, I have much less on my agenda this year. I think only one has potential armor in it. Yeah. And if possible, I would like to attend more local conventions. I have yet to go to any one of the expos, like Dallas Fan Days. I have not been to Fan Expo. I have not been to the Gaming Expo that comes in Irving every year.
That one's fun.
There are quite a few. I heard, what was it? Kamehacon?
Yeah.
I heard that went over well. There's quite a few things that are local. Anime Dallas had its inaugural event last year, and I would love to go to that this year. Why can't I think of the one that's in Louisville? Duh, it'll come to me eventually. But there's another new convention that, oh, there are just so
was
many
it a
things.
One day?
It was this year, it will be 3 days.
Was it Nomikai?
Yes, it was Nomikai.
Yay, I remembered.
Yes.
So, need to send you the comment that Alan had left. You need to read that. What? Amber doing less armor? Who are you?
Well, you know, if I could figure out a way to make armor beautifully fit my ever-changing body and not fall off and not constantly need repair that was comfortable, I'll think about it.
You said the C word, so it's not going to happen.
Yes, I know. That's most of my problem with the armor that I've made is that while the armor looks good, it is not comfortable, especially the kind, because most of my armor is magnetic, because of course anime is magic and nobody ever like actually has to attach armor to their body. So that actually makes my whole body hurt because of the magnetic field. And it's not comfortable at the end of the day to be hurting that badly. And making a harder armor out of things that are not foam, like thermoplastics, are even less comfortable, especially because they're not flexible. And, you know, of the two of us, I do a lot of crawling around with, you know, cord management and things like that, because I also usually run the tech at the convention. And it's really hard to crawl around in armor. I can tell you this from experience, because I have worn my Lena Inverse while doing this.
She has. I can 100% attest to this.
You know, I have worn my Umi costume with the really foot-long, large pauldrons having to crawl around under tables. It's not fun. It's really not. And I don't want to have to constantly worry about breaking my costumes, which happens more often than I'd like. I'd rather just make a nice, comfortable costume that looks good and not have to worry about repairing it every single year. So, you know, if you know the secret of making this beautiful armor, because, you know, even Kamui will admit to you, her armor is not comfortable to wear. It looks beautiful and it's, you know, very straightforward to make, but she also has a lot more free time on her hands than I do because that's her day job. And it's not comfortable.
And she takes breaks throughout the day too. Like she'll have the armor on for like 1 or 2 hours and then she'll take a break, take it off and then put it back on a little bit later. Like she's not in it 8 to 9 hours. She takes breaks like a person should. It's hard to do that. Yeah, handler, super important.
Treat your handlers well, guys. And I don't mean that in any sort of sarcastic way. Handlers will save you.
They are your lifeblood. You treat them well, they will treat you well back.
Yes. In general, treating your body well during a con, which is actually something that I plan to do better in 2019, is to treat my body better during the convention. You know, take more regular breaks, hydrate better, eat better food in general. Because, yeah, you can get by with snacks, but I mean like real food that isn't junk. And, you know, to do more people watching, to interact more with people. Because heaven knows, I'm not really a people person in real life. So I would like to make a better effort, you know, for what that's worth.
Yeah, it's difficult because, I mean, I'm in the same position as Amber. My goals this year is to not work on as many costumes. Given that I only made one last year, that's not going to be much of a stretch for me. At this point, it's just going to be finish one. Yay, I'm good. Definitely need to work on my health because my own personal health has been complete trash for the last 6 months. So I know I need to do better at that. But I also want to interact with people more. I think out of the two of us, I tend to be a little bit more outgoing and saying like, hey, camera, hi, talk to me. But it's kind of also helpful because we have the camera, people are more interested and invested in wanting to talk back to us. So hopefully that'll help us get out there a bit more.
Val is the April O'Neil of the two of us.
I do love my costume. Yeah. As far as things to look forward to in 19, I really don't have any conventions on my list this year because I've just been so busy with work. A lot of it is just personal growth and wanting to do better with myself, improve my craft even more. Actually take a real vacation that's not based around a convention. That would be nice. that's a plan this year. Like actually take a full week off of work and have a serious vacation. I haven't done that in my entire adult working life. So that's, hang on, I got to count. Probably 20-ish years. Yeah, I've never taken a real vacation, guys. This is kind of sad. If we can, we're going to try and get BlizzCon again. That would be really awesome if we could go back, because we've been told by some friends of ours in the industry that there's a good chance that they have some big announcements coming out in 2019. So I'm like, okay, well, we'll try to go again. But really, I don't have a whole lot on my plate. I'm trying to keep things a little bit more open and lucid. And if something really catches my interest, then I'm going to go out there and go for it. And just kind of see what happens.
So basically 2019 will be less.
Which sounds terrible, but we think both of us, because of our lives and we're adulting a lot more, you know, we have to manage our time in certain ways. And we want to do what's right for us, but then also what's good for the podcast, because we know that there are certain conventions where we're not going to get anything out of it. So no point in us attending it, but it'll give us the opportunity to go to other events and conventions that we haven't seen before and get new content out of it. It works.
Yeah, I know that we had tried to plan to go to a couple conventions last year that just didn't happen because, unfortunately, just life got in the way at the last minute. So hopefully we can remedy a little bit of that this year. So you may or may not see us on a road trip or two.
Fingers crossed.
All of the hilarity will ensue once again.
I think I still have the video of our road trip.
I figured you might.
I got to have it. If I don't have it on my laptop, it's got to be on my external. Good times.
Yeah, those were the days.
That was a fun one, though.
So if any of you guys would like us to guest at your local con and make a road trip up there and make fools of ourselves, please do have them contact us.
We would totally be game.
That would be nice to do in 2019. It would be really cool if we were a local cosplay guest, obviously, like nothing big. Just start small.
Keep ourselves in that little box.
Yeah.
Nice and safe.
Well, plus there's less travel, less expense, because having been behind conventions, we know how it can be when you have to budget for things like transportation and hotel rooms for guests. Speaking of budgeting and working behind the scenes.
Segue. Oh, I haven't done that in forever. Oh, man. I freaked myself out a little.
The thing you guys have all been waiting for, the announcements for AllCon 2019.
Yay! Applause, applause. This is going to be a big one for us, though, because this is like changes for the convention, not just for us. Yes. Because 2019... there's only one costume contest and we are it. AllCon has historically had two costume contests. There was the cosplay contest on Friday and the costume one on Saturday. They ran a little bit differently. They had different rules and regulations, and we've proved our mettle. We have shown that we can do what we can do really, really well. So we are absorbing the costume contest and we are it. We are the cosplay contest on Saturday. It's daunting, but I'm really excited for it.
And of course, thank you guys for letting them know that you liked the way that we ran our contest, because honestly, y'all's feedback is a big reason why we are running their costume contest this year.
I'm so excited. I got to figure out what to do our halftime show on, but I'm so excited.
Yeah, if you guys have requests for what you'd like to see during the halftime show, obviously we are going to come up with content ourselves. But if there are any requests, we can make no promises, but we will take each suggestion seriously.
I promise not to Rickroll.
I don't.
In fairness, I didn't technically Rickroll because we did play the whole song, and I really do genuinely enjoy that song. So
it is a good song.
It is a good song. Rick Astley is a very talented singer. He still makes albums.
I'm so glad he went along with the Rickroll thing.
I know. It's when memes like that become really, really big. Sometimes it's a bummer when people come out and say, yeah, I just don't like people doing that. But when they actually embrace it and they're like, that's really good. And I'm like, yay, thank you. You support the internet.
So as far as AllCon goes, we are getting everything together. We have our judges, but we will not be announcing those quite yet. So stay tuned for that. Stay tuned to the AllCon website for things like rules, the timing of the contest, and anything that you'll need to do to participate. We do have an event page set up already, so we will have information there as we receive it, because the con still has to basically set a few things together, including things like scheduling.
And I think the scheduling is pretty much set for us, so I think that's kind of set in stone. From my understanding is we will be at 5 p.m. on Saturday. So that's actually a good, nice buffer time, because okay, it's just before dinner and we are uber efficient with our contest. Like, we're done in an hour max.
Yes.
Even at our busiest. So I think this will be pretty streamlined. If we even use up the full 2 hours, I will be amazed. But you know what? Cosplayers, you don't have to worry about missing dinner, because you will totally get to eat your dinner. That's important. Cosplayers love food.
Yes. And we know that there were a couple concerns in previous years about things like lighting, ventilation. We're going to see what we can do about those for people that have particularly bulky costumes. For those who need help up on the stage, we're going to see what we can do with that. We're going to see what we can do with stage lighting as well to make sure that people can be seen in their costumes, because we want you guys to be seen in all your glory. Of course, as cosplayers, we understand.
Which is probably why we're so good at running our contest.
Yes.
We get it.
Yes. So we highly encourage you guys. We will have that information posted on our page. You can find it on our Facebook, our social media, and our Discord. So you guys can go and visit that event page and also AllCon's cosplay page. I believe it will turn into the costume page.
No, it's still it's officially cosplay. Costume is gone.
Okay. So yes, the page should still be the same as last year's then, if you guys have it bookmarked.
Yep, it's just the rules have not been updated yet. You'll know when they're updated when the date says 2019 at the top right. You can't miss it.
Yeah, there's really not much, if anything, that will change. We try and keep things very consistent so that you guys know what to expect.
Yeah, it's just some really minor tweaks. Plus, we've added an award this time, so that's something else to look forward to.
Yes. And of course, we are also looking forward to seeing all of you there in the audience who don't necessarily wish to walk the stage.
Make fun of me, please, because I will be emceeing once more so we don't have to provide somebody with another badge.
And I will be waving from the back.
You are in the safe zone. I would like to swap.
I'm not sure I would make a good MC, because I would either make really bad jokes or I would babble.
And it's got to be quick and to the point. I'm just like, as long as I can read the character name correctly, I figure I'm golden.
I can't even do that.
Oh, goodness.
All right. So stay tuned for more details. If you have suggestions on prizes that you would like to see for the contest, again, we make no promises, but we will consider each suggestion as we are putting together our prize packs for the contestants. All right, do we have anything else for this episode?
Nope, we went through the entire list. Go us!
Woo! All right, so of course we will thank you guys for sticking with us in our 7th year of broadcasting. Thank you so much for listening to the show, for watching the show, for sharing the show, for downloading the show, and for supporting us. Of course, we would like to give huge thanks to one of our listeners, Alan, who has graciously donated to the show. He is a big reason why the show continues to be ad-free and downloadable for free. So we would highly encourage you guys to post messages of thanks to him on our social media, which of course you can find here.
Hang on, I was poking him with the long stick in the chat room.
I tried to give you this really big lead up to it too. You can also email us at podcast@cospod.org.
And
we also encourage you to join us on our Discord, where apparently there are now a whole bunch of people.
He was in chat and I was saying thank you. And I wanted to poke him with a really long stick to remind him, you know, hey, we're talking about you now. So thank
short
you.
Short stick, please. Short stick. We're on a budget.
He's anyway. In another state that's really far away.
This is the internet. Anyways, of course, we will see you guys next episode in episode 180. Happy cosplaying, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.